Snapshot Wisconsin, look at our wildlife. We're visiting today with Phil Townsend, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Phil, tell us what Snapshot Wisconsin is.
Snapshot Wisconsin is a citizen science effort to try and quantify wildlife distributions across the state of Wisconsin.
And how are you going to go about doing that?
Well, we've basically got two things going on. One is, in conjunction with the DNR, we're going to establish 2,000 to 4,000 trail cameras across the state that will be set up to take pictures of animals when they trigger an infrared switch. We'll then put the photos up on a website that'll be called Snapshot Wisconsin and crowdsource the interpretation of what animals are there.
Can you describe how that will work?
You would go to a web page and it would bring up a picture and you would click what animal you see. So if you see a deer, you would click deer, and it then might ask you how many deer, and you might say 2 or 4 or 1. And then it collects information about that, and we essentially build a database of the types of animals that are in different places.
And Phil, why are you doing this project?
We've got three objectives. One objective is simply to get better understanding of where animals are. The second objective is then to use that information to develop maps of the distribution of these animals, to model where they are through time across the different seasons and as the seasons change and with different land cover patterns. The third part of this is that we're working with NASA, and NASA is really interested in linking information about things that we care about to NASA's satellite imagery that provides context, that provides maps of the land cover and the different things that might be controlling where animals go and how they use the landscape. And so the idea is that we can put this data with the NASA data and be able to better make maps and understand why animals are where they are.
Are there certain species that are getting more attention than others?
Well, certainly in Wisconsin, we're concerned about the distribution of deer. We're also interested in knowing bear, certainly gray wolves. Bobcats are another animal that we would really like to know where they are. There'll be lots and lots of cameras out in forests throughout the state, and whatever animal triggers one of these cameras will get a picture of it. We'll find out about all animals that are found in these places.
Phil, where can people go for more information?
So one can look at Snapshot Wisconsin with the DNR, and to kind of get an idea of the look and feel of what we're doing, I would direct people to look at Snapshot Serengeti. That's a similar sort of idea, cameras set up in the Serengeti, and the people who develop Snapshot Serengeti are helping us develop our webpage.
We've been visiting with Phil Townsend, Department of Forest and Wildlife Ecology, University of Wisconsin, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.